Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Avery Hart here. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly bombarded by notifications, demands, and expectations? You know that feeling when even your me time feels less like self-care and more like scrolling through endless feeds? Well, buckle up because today we're diving into the art of being alone with yourself, something that feels increasingly elusive in our hyper-connected world. It's not about becoming a hermit or shunning social interaction, it's about cultivating a deep sense of inner peace and self-awareness even amidst the chaos. Trust me, this is gold. First off, let's get real. Being alone doesn't have to be boring. Think of it as an opportunity for some serious self-discovery. It's like that solo road trip where you can blast your favorite tunes, roll down the windows, and just be. You don't need a crowd cheering you on. Sometimes the most meaningful conversations are the ones you have with yourself. Remember those moments when you were lost in thought as a kid, building elaborate worlds in your mind? Embrace that sense of wonder again. Next up, being alone allows you to truly listen to your inner voice. Ever notice how it's easier to hear your own thoughts when there's no external noise? It's like turning down the volume on the world and tuning into your own unique frequency. This quiet introspection can lead to incredible insights about who you are, what you value, and what truly matters in life. Think of it as a mini meditation session for your soul. Now, let's talk about the power of solitude to fuel creativity. Ever find yourself coming up with brilliant ideas when you're away from the distractions? It's no coincidence. When you give your mind space to wander and explore, new connections are formed, and inspiration strikes in unexpected ways. So, whether you're a writer, an artist, or just someone who loves brainstorming new solutions, carve out some time for solitude and watch those creative juices flow. Here's another game changer. Being alone builds resilience. It teaches you to be comfortable in your own company, to find strength and solace within yourself. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But when you have a strong sense of self-reliance, those challenges become opportunities for growth instead of roadblocks. Think of it like training muscles. The more you practice being alone, the stronger your inner resilience becomes. And finally, let's not forget the joy of simply savoring your own company. There's something incredibly liberating about not needing external validation or approval. You get to choose how you spend your time, what you focus on, and what brings you happiness. It's like reclaiming your autonomy and celebrating the beauty of being an individual. All right, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You wake up on a Saturday morning, no alarm clock buzzing, no plans to rush off to. You make yourself a delicious cup of coffee, put on some comfy clothes, and settle into your favorite chair with a good book. The world outside can wait. This is your time to simply be. You lose yourself in the pages, sipping your coffee, listening to the birds chirping, feeling completely content and at peace. That, my friends, is the magic of being alone with yourself, finding joy and contentment in the quiet moments, even amidst the chaos of life. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? Whether it's carving out a few minutes each day for mindful solitude, silencing the noise to hear your inner voice, or simply embracing the beauty of doing nothing at all. Remember that being alone is not about isolation. It's about connecting with yourself on a deeper level. Now go forth and enjoy some quality time with yourself. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I can't wait to hear how you're embracing the art of being alone with yourself. See you in the next episode, where we'll be diving into another fascinating facet of Stoic wisdom. Until then, stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.